on the bottom of Chavav on the base. The Gemara is a shaila whether Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos or not. Something was not Muktzah when Shabbos came in, became Muktzah during Shabbos, and then became not Muktzah. Does it remain Muktzah because it was Muktzah for part of Shabbos, or does it become Mutter again? And Tosa says it's only talking about the kind of Muktzah that's Shaila V'Achila. But Tiltel, for sure, we're not Machmir, that something became Muktzah in the middle of Shabbos, you can't move it if the reason for its Muktzah goes away. But the Shaila is by Muchen, if it's Mutter to eat or not Mutter to eat. Toshma, Amr of Zera. Toshma, Mipulin V'Adoshim. Bring your raya from Pulim and Adoshim. Rashi, Mipulim V'Adoshim, Shonim V'Ashim L'Yontif, that we cook on Yontif, and we don't consider them Muktzah. When Yontif came in, before you started to cook them, they were fit to eat. Right? Bein Hashmoshes, they were mutter. Because you could eat them raw. Chazuluk lakus. They're what's it called? You could chew them raw. Rashi, chazulukus chai. Kol dover hanecho chai, kore achilasu koseis. Anything that's eaten raw is called koseis. You're chewing it. Shadino bikteira itchilahu. You put it into the what you call the pot, and you started boiling it up. When it's in the middle of boiling, it's not edible. So now it becomes lechora not edible. Gomar bishulayu chazilahu. Finished cooking. Now it's fit again. So in between, it wasn't fit, right? And still, you see that we eat pulim vadosh.
Pulim is
beans. Gomar luat and lentils. Gomar lahu bishulayu ishtoru. Now they're mutter again. We don't say that since in the middle of the cooking process they became muktzah, they should remain muktzah the whole time. What are you talking about pulling vadoshim? Any dish that we make on Yontif, in the time when it's boiling up, it's not edible. So lechora, any dish should be a shail of muktzah. The hastam kederus the alma bin hashmoshes rosho saying, right? And not only that, but most dishes, when we put them up to cook for Shabbos, right, they're boiling when Shabbos came in. So ben hashmoshos, right, ben hashmoshos rosh chosein. Ula or sachlina minayu. And still, when they cool off, we eat. L'chorej, they shouldn't be mutter according to anybody. Because if they're muktzah when Shabbos comes in, everybody agrees they remain muktzah the whole Shabbos. So how do you eat b'chlau food that when Shabbos came in was boiling? Ella, what do you have to tell me? Gomru be the adam lokom iboyala. The shaila was not by something that you could finish off through your own processes. That for sure is not nidcha. Right? Something that became muktzah and that conceivably you could fix up, that's not the problem. The problem is what happens by itself, like grogros, that the sun does it. You're not cooking it. You're not doing a maisa. But the maisa is being done passively. That's the shaila. Ki kami boil on gomru bidei shamayim. Rashi. Ulatameif the mashbis lahula resichos and toras mukta. Right? You, Reb Zera, consider the boiling beans. Right? Mukta. The alphas minod ain mukta lachati shabbos. And you want to learn from there that since it became mukta in the middle of Yontif and then became mutter after it cooled down, that ain mukta lachati shabbos, tikshilach mehashta the losucha lataritz. How do we eat any dishes that are being prepared or left on the stove on Friday night? Because usually when Bein Hashmoshes comes in, they're still boiling. And they only cool down later. And everybody agrees that if it's muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. Bari Bein Hashmoshes, kol ha-kideiros, mesulokos, meroschos, merusochos, menakira. All our pots, all our dishes are still boiling. And therefore, if you consider that muktzah, then it should remain muktzah the whole Shabbos. Ela midi de gomru b'deyodim lokom yivoyelon. Must be the kivan to be yodol l'sakno bo b'yom. Since you could have prepared it during the day, you're in charge of this process. You left it to happen, bein hashmoshes, but you could have made that process earlier. So lo matzah lemidaitim in de dechiyah. So that's not called a dechiyah. Something where the process is in the hands of a person, that you're not matzah. Hilkach pulu vadoshim einam raya lekan. Therefore, the beans are also no proof. And that's why there's no problem with the food that was cooking when Shabbos came in. Our shayla was something that's finished by a process that you can't control, like leaving it in the sun. Since it's not something that you can control, therefore you're maksit. You take your mind off it and it becomes muksa. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Havile Ahu Bukhra. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had a bechor, and he wanted to know if he was allowed to eat it or not, if he had a mum or not. Shadre lekameid Rav Ami, so he sent it to Rav Ami. Sober delo lemichzayi. So Rav Ami intended not to see it, and it's on Yontif. Havile Ahu Bukhra. Yeah, v'hoyilu beveisu kohanim smuchum al shulchanu v'ochlin bechoros. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wasn't a kohen, so what was he going to do with the bechor? He had Kohanim who depended on him to eat, and he was going to feed them the Bechor. So what's it called? So Rav Zrika, oh, one second. So Rav Ami sovered lo lemechazi. Didn't want to see it. Omer le Rav Zrika, v'yisem Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, halachik Rav Yehuda. And he said, the reason you didn't want to see it is because the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the halach is like Rav Yehuda, right? The chorish v'imotar. Hodr Shadri le Kamed Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Sovered lo lemechazi. Amar le Rav Yirmiya, the same Rav Zik, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Alach Rav Yehuda. Why don't you want to look at it? On Yontif. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it had a mum from Erev Yontif, you can see it on Yontif. Right? So why don't you want to look at it? Amar le Rav Abba, my time alo shavksinu le Rabban and lemevet uvdik Rav Shimon. So Rav Abba said to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, to Rav Yirmiya, or if he's same Rav Zrika, why don't you let the Rabbanan paskin like Rav Shimon? That it's awesome. So look, they didn't want to see it. And you were complaining against them, the Chorad Halach is like Rav Yehuda. That's mutter to look, see. Right? Omerle va'at ma biyotcha, what do you hold, what do you have concerning this machlokas? Omerle hochi om Rav Zera, halachic Rav Shimon. Rav Zera said, halach is like Rav Shimon. Omar Manduhu Aski va Esik Lahasam the Egmar Lishmaisa Mipume. He said, I can't wait till I would go to Eretz Israel, right? Mipume Demora. And hear it directly from Rab Zera. If he said Allah is like Rab Shimon, I want to know in whose name he said it. So I want to hear it from his mouth and hear who he said it from. Zirashi. Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, Allah Rab Yehuda, Hochi Kailin and Luba Erevin. That's the klal that the Gemara says in Erevin. In Erevin over there, we had a lot of klalim of who the halach is like in different machloksin, right? And one of the klalim was that Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, the halach is like Rav Yehuda. Omer le Rav Zikr le Rav Abba, the atma biyodcha, the shafkis le Rav Yehuda, boys le mevik Rav Shimon, the chara, you're leaving Rav Yehuda and you're passing Rav Shimon. Where'd you get that from? Right? We know the klal is that the halach is like Rav Yehuda. Who did you hear from that the halacha is like Rav Shimon in this thing? Omar Mandahu, echad min haTalmidim. I heard it from one of the Talmidim, Mishahu, v'lo know the Shema. I don't remember who said it, but somebody said in the name of Rav Zera that what's it called, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Eski v'esek, yiratzen she'eske lalos Eretz Yisrael, right? Yiratzen I should be zoche to go to Eretz Yisrael, l'makom sh'Rav Zera sham, and to hear from Zera himself who he said this halacha, where did he know that the halacha is like Rav Shimon? The who mora the shmaisa, the amri mishmei halacha Rav Shimon. The agmri the shmaisa, I'll learn it from him, and I'll know where his source is. So, kisalik lahasa, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, ashkil of Zera, so he went to Rav Zera, omrlei, omar mar halacha Rav Shimon, did you taka say the halacha is like Rav Shimon? Omrlei, lo, I never said such a thing. Right, so this Talmud who quoted Rav Zera Lechora was wrong. Anomistabra Amri. I never said the halachas like Rav Shimon. I said Mistabra more, Rav Shimon is more Mistabra. I never paskin like Rav Shimon though. But I said Rav Shimon is more Mistabra Amri. Midiktani Masnisin, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Muma Nikrim Ba'od Yom, Ein Zav Min Amuchan. I'll tell you why I thought the halacha probably is like Rav Shimon. Because in our mission it says Rav Shimon was the one who said that if the mum was not nikrim v'od yom, it's not min amuchan. Right? Uktani lo b'braisa b'loshen chachomin. And the braisa says it's tam as the chachomin. It doesn't say it as Rav Shimon. So that means that whoever wrote the Braisa held the halachas like that and said it's tam to tell me that this is the halacha. Shema mino mistabra kavosei. Mistabra, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Rashi, ano mistabri amri. Kein omarti, the mistabra Rav Shimon. Avalo shamati shuhuk v'halacha l'maisa kamosa. I didn't hear from anybody reliable that the halacha tak is like Rav Shimon. I just said mistama, since what the Mishnah says in the name of Rav Shimon, the Braisa says tam, Mistama, the Baal HaBraisa, meant to tell me the halacha is like Rav Shimon. But I wasn't sure. The Lashon Chachamim, the Tani La'el, also the Aisi Masnisa Biyode, Bein Shinolid Bo Mum Me'erev Yontif. Bein Shinolid Mo Mum Biyontif, Chachamim Omrim, right, Rav Shimon, who did the Omer Hochi, the Kori Le Chachamim. This is what Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah, and there in that Braisa calls him the Chachamim. So why would the Tana of the Braisa call him Chachamim if he didn't hold the halacha like him? May have the Allah. So bottom line, what's the halacha? Like Rav Shimon or Rekab Yehuda? Okay? Let's just refresh our memory of what the machlokas, the rain machlokas was. So all the way back here. The Mishnah. Okay. The Mishnah is on Chathei Amid Beis. B'chor shenofa labor, Rav Yehuda Omer Yerid Mum Chadayireh. Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can see mumim on Yontif, and Rabbi Shimon says if the mum wasn't nicker from before Yontif, then you can't see mumim on Yontif. Okay. So my haviyala, Omer of Yosef, Toshma, the Talya Ba'ashli Ravravi. Right, Rabbi Yosef said that we hang this on big trees. In other words, we're being supported by big people. The Omer Reb Shimon Pazi, Omer Reb Yishu Ben Levi, Omer Reb Yossi Ben Shol, Omer Rebbe, Mishum Kehila Kadisha de Birushalayim, Reb Shimon Vechadei Reb Omru, Halachik Reb Meir. Right? That all these people, Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, said the name of Reb Yishu Ben Levi, and Reb Yossi Ben Shol, who said the name of Rebbe, who said the name of the Kehila Kadisha Mishalayim, in 1 second we'll see who that is, that and Rav Shimon, that they said, Rav Shimon, v'chavei rov omru, halachik Rav Meir omru. Right? Samora says, v'ha'inu k'shishe minei tuva, the Kehila Kadisha of Yerushalayim, were much preceded Rebbe by a lot. So how could it say that the Rebbe's, Rav Meir, preceded Rav Meir a lot, Rashi, let's see Rashi. Ba'ashli Ravravi, v'chavolim gedolim, big ropes, the gassim, thick, big ropes. You can't tear. In other words, we're hanging this on big people, so the halach is clear that this is the way it is. Kolomer chachom gedolim amru the ein nosin of ein nochim levatul divreya. Okay, it's not easy to go against this line, this rope of gedolim. Reb Shimon ben Asher v'chaveir of Osen Shomer Aleim Hari Omru Ein Roim Mum Biyontif. Right, those that said that you're not allowed to see Mum Biyontif. Omru Halachik Reb Meir beBechoros. They said that when it comes to Bechoros, Halachas like Reb Meir. Hashda Mashma Shemiidim Kehila Kedisha Al Reb Shimon ben Asher Shomer Ol Bedover Zeh. Mashma from Meir that the Kehila Kedisha of Yerushalayim were made on what Reb Shimon ben Manasseh and his chaveirim said. Right. Right, Umfarish of Yosef Omro Bitmiya. Right, and Rav Yosef said that the Kehila Kadosha said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, the Chiefsha Shekehila Kadisha Omrin Dover Zel Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, the Chaveirav Omru Halachik Rav Meir Vavdinu Kavosayu. How could it be possible that the Kehila Kadisha of Yerushalayim reported that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and his group said the halachas like Rav Meir by Bechoros? The ha'inu kadimi v'kashishi minei tuva. Kila kadisha da amra rebi lahosh maisa mishmayu kshishi m'rav shim benas yutuva. The kehila kadisha that Rebbe said in their name, this inyan, right, were a lot older than Rav Shim ben Manasseh. The ha'rav shim benasseh me Rebbe u'bonafoy. Rav Shim benasseh was a contemporary of Rebbe and his children. Kedisnan ba'avos. Omer Reb Shimon ben Asher, Eilu Sheva Midos Shemonu Chachom B'Talmidim Kulam Nisgayim B'Revich Avuvanav. Rav Shimon Asher said that the seven midos that the Mishnah says applies to Talmidei Chachamim, all of them could be found in Rebbe and his children. That means Rav Shimon Asher was a contemporary of Rebbe and his children. Okay? Ule'el nami ithlug bahadei. And late and before, Rav Shimon Asher is part of the machlokas Rav Yehuda Anossi. Right? Rav Yehuda Anossi said one thing, Rav Shimon Asher said a second thing. So they were contemporaries. The heichi omru ahum kihila kadisha. Halacha mishmed Rav Shimon ben Menashe, diktani Rav Shimon v'chaver of Omru, halacha k'Rav Meir. And how in the world did Kehila Kadisha say a halacha in the name of Rav Shimon ben Menashe when they preceded Rav Shimon ben Menashe by a lot? Right? So how could they say something in the name of Rav Shimon ben Menashe? They came before him. Ella, b'shitas, oh, one second, minei tuva, ella b'shitas Rav Meir Omrua. Rashi, ella hachi Omru Kehila Kadisha. This is what they said. Rav Shimon ben Menashe v'chaver of Sha'amru, ein roin mumin b'shitas Rav Meir amru. Right? The Kila Kadisha said that Rav Shimon ben Menashe and his chaverim, when they said ein roin mumin b'yontif, they were saying something that Rav Meir said before them. Okay? V'chein efshar shaskeinim nasnu daitam al divrei habachurim. Ein achinami. That's possible. That the previous generation, right, in other words, they were contemporaries, except the Kila Kadisha were much older than Rav Shimon ben Menashe. They're not going to say a halacha in the name of Rav Shimon ben Menashe, right? That's not reasonable. But they could explain what Rav Shimon ben Menashe said. The older generation will explain what the younger generation said. When Rav Shimon ben Menashe said the halacha is like Rav Meir, b'bechoros, and ain't rowing mumin, what's it called, that they said ain't rowing mumin b'yontif, they were saying what Rav Meir said. So they're explaining what Rav Shimon ben Menashe said. They're not saying it in their name. The older generation isn't going to say halacha, we hold like Rav Shimon ben Menashe, because they're older than. But they can explain what Rav Shimon ben Menashe said. That's possible. V'omru dover ploni notim achar divri ploni shoy lefonav. V'chein efshar shaskeinim nosnu daitim al divri abachurim, that the older generation, right, heard what the younger generation was saying, and they explained it. V'omru divrei ploni notim achar divrei ploni shoy lefonav. That what he said, we heard from somebody else, from a mayor in a previous generation. Okay. What? No, it says Rav Shimon. It's talking about Rav Shimon ben Menashe. That before it was Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but now this line, right, has to be what's it called, the Rav Shimon ben Menashe, because that's after Rebbe. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was Rebbe's Rebbe, so it should have been before. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so what? Halacha Kurev Meir Omru. They said it, that's a good. One second. Beshitas Rav Meir Omru, this non. Where do we see Rav Meir? Hashochet es habachor, the achar kecheres es mumo. Person first shechted the bachor, and then he went to see if it had a mum. Okay, so he should have looked for the mum before he shechted it. So he shechted it first, and then went to find out if he did the right thing, if it had a mum or not. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, even though he shouldn't have shechted it, but we don't give him a knas, and it's mutter. Rabbi Meir Omer, hoil, the nishchat shalom apimumcha osher, since he shechted it without a heter, even though now it comes out with mafreya that it's mutter, it's still osher. Alma kesav Rabbi Meir, rias bechor, lav kriyas treif, that Rabbi Meir holds, that seeing a bechor is not like seeing a treifa. Treifa, you could see even after it's dead and be matarit, right? But the bechor, you have to see the mum while it's alive, right? Rias bechor mechayim, rias treifa lach reshchita. Umina, rias treifa filo biyantiv. That's why you're allowed to see a treifa even on yantiv, right? And be matarit, right? What's it called? Or asarit. Rias bechor me erev yantiv. But rias bechor has to be, since the treifa you see only after Shechita, so you're allowed to look to see if it's a treifa or not on Yontif, because you can't check it before it's dead, you can only check it afterwards. But a Bechor, you have to check when it's alive. So you have to check it for Yontif, not on Yontif. Omer le'abaya, atu hosam baroin mumin plige, b'knosa plige. Over there, the shaila isn't whether you're allowed to see mumin on Yontif or not. The shaila is, do we give you a knas that if you shechted it without checking it first, right, do we counsel you to asher it? But there is not, the machlo has nothing to do with rowing mumin beyond, see Rashi. Hashochet is a bechor, called him shitiro chacham. You shechted it before anybody saw if it has a mum. The achar kacheres mum alecha. And then you showed it to a chacham and taka, there was a mum. So, do we permit the animal or not? So, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter, Rabbi Meir says it's osr. Amakasav Rabbi Meir, rias bechor, ain't a kalak rias trefa. That bechor, you have to see while it's alive. It's not so simple to see it like by a trefa. Dach shavua rabbonin, right? The rabbonin were machshavit and said, you must see it when it's alive. Bechol atzma shalatoris bechor tlu yabo. Right? The whole heter of bechor is to see if it has a mum. So therefore, sha'ab shritosu asura kolim shivenu. You're not even allowed to shecht it before you see. Can't shecht it and then look to see if it has a mum afterwards. Ve'eno domilarias trefa shitiru lebodko achar shrita. Umino, umimena lomdu Reb Shimon ben Asya v'chadeirav, from this Reb Meir, v'om rukivin d'chashive kulei hai, havi leke mesakein rukidon din v'osil rosu v'yontif. That's why, right, you can't see mumim on yontif, we said. Rashi says two reasons. Either because it's like din, and din you don't do on yontif, or it's like mesakein. And since they were machshiv, rias b'chor, that has to be done when the animal's alive. It's not like a treifa that you could do after it's shechted. Meneila, it's a chosh of a thing, and it has a din of din, and it has a din of what's it called, mesakin. Mashen kein rias treifa, you could see even after the animal shechted, it's not so chosh of. And meneila, it's not considered like being done a din, it's not considered like mesakin, and you could do it on yontif. The afop, you check an animal, you can check and see if it's a trefa on yontif. We don't consider it like judging. We don't consider it like mesakein if you find out that it's not a trefa. Right? So therefore, since a trefa you could do even after shechita, we're not concerned. Therefore, what's it called? It's mutter on yontif. Mashenkin, a bechor, which you must do, mechaim. And if you didn't do it, mechaim, it's no good. Right? We're so choshish for it. And now the Gemara thinks the reason is, because the mum changes, right, after death, right? Sha'omru kila kadisha, the horeb shimon, k'reb meir asla. The Reb Shimon Asya is saying what he said, like Reb Meir. The kamuhu Reb Shimon ben Yochai, v'Reb Meir b'chadashitza. It comes out now that Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and Reb Meir hold the same thing, that ain't roin mumi and beyonta. V'hav ikhaivele Reb Yehuda yochid. So now, even though normally the klal is Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, but now since Reb Shimon and Reb Meir hold the same thing, now Reb Yehuda is outnumbered. So it's not like Reb Yehuda connected Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. The ain devar of shalechad makom shnayim. Omer le abayel Reb Yosef, atu ahid Reb Meir de bechor beroin mumin lachar shechita plige, mishim time of the chashivusa, omer Reb Meir le milse. Reb Meir didn't say the reason you can't see a mum after shechita. Right, and mimata the animals because it's a chosh of a thing, and you have to see it when it's alive because maybe it would change afterwards. The reason is a knas, but knas a konis, can refer us for ozel. The ilu adam acher shachto, kesavr shud nitter mitnei amumcha, a filer of meir mode of the roi. Right, if somebody else would have shechted it, thinking that a chacham was matering, made a mistake, then we wouldn't have given him a knas, and we'd let him look, see the mum afterwards. So it has nothing to do with rowing mum in beyontif. His shaila was only if a guy went and had the chutzpah to shecht the bechor without checking it first, do we give him a knas and say that now he's not allowed to eat a baklav? So what does this have to do with the machlokas of rowing mum in beyontif? Right? It's not because the mum is what's it called a chosh of a thing, not like a trefa. A trefa, we're not afraid, this is the way they explain it, a trefa, we're not afraid that it changed after Shechita. Right? If it was a trefa before, Mishnama was it still has the same trefa there. Afterward, you'll find it. But the Bechor is so chashuv that you must see it when it's alive. Because it could be that after it's dead, it changes, and the mum is more pronounced after Shechita than it was before. And if you had seen it before, it wouldn't be a mum. So we're very careful that the mum has to be seen Michayim. If that's the reason that we don't allow it afterwards because we're afraid that maybe you're not seeing the right mum, then it makes sense. It's a very chosh of a thing. It's considered like a din, and it's mesakin the behemah. So you can't do it on yontif. But if the reason is a knas, It's only because since you did something wrong, you shechted it before you checked for the mum, we're not going to let you check for the mum now. Then it has nothing to do with Ro and Mum and beyond. It's no connection at all. That's what Abaye said. Samara says, the Omer Rabba, how do we know, what did Abaye say, how do we know it's a Knas? The Omer Rabba Barucha, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bedukin Shebaayin Kuli Amalo Plige De Oser. Right? If we're talking about Mumin, that, what's it called, that can change, like the Mumin in the eye, which can change from before Shechita and after, they look different from when the animal's alive, when it's dead, that everybody holds, it's Oser to see after you shecht it. Why? Mishum de Mishtanin. Because it changes. So that's out of the question. That's not part of the machlokas. Ki plige, where do Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda argue? Ki plige b'mumin shebeguf. Mumin in the body that aren't going to change, right? It's missing a leg or something like that. Something that's not going to change from how it looks before shechita and after shechita. Rav Meir sover gazrina mumin shebeguf after mumin shebeayin. Rav Meir holds over neck exer. If we let you see mumin shebeguf after the Shechita, you'll come to look at Mumin that are in the eye, and those could change. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, lo gazrin, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't make a gzera, but it's also a knas, right? Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchok, Masnisa Nomi Deka. I can bring you right from the Mishnah. Forget about the Braisa, that they're arguing about knas. Diktani, Rav Meir Omer, Hoyel, the Nishcha, Chlo, Pi Mumcha Oser. Right? He said, since you did the chutzpah, and you shechted it without showing it to a Mumcha first, therefore it's Oser. So it's clear that the reason it's Osir is because of Knas. Not because it's a chosh of a thing or whatever, and we don't let you do it after Shechita. Shema mino knosahu de kokonis. Shema mino. Rashi. Bedukin taila. Bedukin shaba'ayim means it has a speck in its eye. Come on. Nota kedok shamayim. Imumze dok shaba'ayim. If the mum is in the eye, Kule alma filu Rabbi Yehuda molded the osir, but neisha mishtan alachar misa. It changes after you shech the animal. The yesh dog shenir alachar shechita mum kavua. There's some spots in the eye that after it shech that it looks like a mum kavua, and when it's alive, it wasn't a mum kavua. Shilu ra'u lefnei shechita yenira over. He would see that it wasn't a mum that was going to remain. But once you shech the animal, it changed, and now it looks like a mum kavua. And now it's not going to go away because the animal's dead. The mumin shebeguf, you go nitsa ozno, nishbar yado, its ear was cut off, or a leg was broken. Those are mumin that aren't going to change between before shechita and after shechita. They look exactly the same. The lo nishtana v'shvila shechita. Okay, masnisin de bechoros nomi deka, de mishum gzera kosrelein. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, forget about bringing a brisa to prove that Rav Meir holds it only because of gzera. From the Mishnah itself, it's clear that he meant an gzera, right? Kenosa konis kadesh lo yargilod mitloktani rameir oser that I have in mashur the isurot tali begufo shein riyosul acher shechita klum, right? That for meir would say stan, it's oser. So then I would say, you know why it's oser? Because rias mumin is so chashuv that you can't rely on seeing it after it's dead. You must see it when it's alive, okay? And then it's so chashuv so you can't see it on yontif either, because it's like don din and it's like a mesakin. Right. So what did Rav Meir say? He didn't say it's Osir. He said, since you had the chutzpah, the shechta, without showing it to a mumcha, that's why it's Osir. Meaning it's not Osir intrinsically. It's Osir because of a knas. Shema mino zehu tam shel dover. That neisha hekel the shechta, because the guy was mekel to shecht it before he checked it for a mum. The taller Rav Meir adover barisho shel kohen zeh hekel bo. Right. You did something. You had the chutzpah, the shechta b'chor. Without checking it first, we're not going to let you eat it. We're not going to let you check it now. Okay, Ami Vardinoa, right? Ami Vardinoa, Rashi says, either he was called Vardinoa, Shednoahoya, right? He was like the rose, Ami the rose. Right? They used to call him that because he was, he looked nice, like a rose. Hoyanikra, Vali Nira, Rashi says, that's not the reason. May also mokum shishmo Vardina. He came from a place called Vardina, that's why he was called Ami Vardinoa. Kedamrin be'erev in shenikra me'anshe vardina ve'anshe tzikonim ve'tzorei ayin be'monohoyo. They were cheap people. They were stingy people. So Ami vardina chazi buchra de'venesia have. He was the official checker of mumim for the nasi. B'yom Tova lo havichazi. And he wouldn't see mumim on Yontif. Asuvam relay Rabami. So they went to Rabami to tell him, this guy is not checking mumim on Yontif. Amar lohu shaper ko'ovit. Right? The lochazi. Right? It looks good. It says, Eini v'Rabami gufei chazi. Right? Rabami himself saw mumim. Right? So what are you telling them? What's it called? That that he's doing the right thing. Ravami himself held it roim mum biyantif. So how could Ravami say that Ami Vardino is doing the right thing by not seeing mum in biyantif if he himself saw mum biyantif, right? So Ravami ki chazi mi esmo havi chazi. Ravami really saw it erev yantif, right? Uviyantif shiule komishayel hechi havi uvdin. They only came to ask him what the halacha was on yantif. But he didn't see the mum on Yontif. He saw it already Erev Yontif, and he just told them what the psak was on Yontif, right, from what he saw Erev Yontif, Rashi. Me'esmul havichazi im kavuim over. He already saw Erev Yontif if the mum was, and he didn't have time to paskin for them. They came on Yontif to hear the psak. Ube Yontif shulikot mishayil, pamim shoyetoru b'Erev Yontif. He was busy Erev Yontif. He couldn't tell him the psak. He told him, go away today, come back tomorrow, I'll tell you what the psak is. Right? And they asked him, and they would ask him, on Yontif, right, where this mum came from. Because the Kohanim were nechshed to put mum in Bechoros, because they wanted to eat them. And therefore, the next day, the Kohen would come, and Rav Ami would ask him, yes, yesterday I saw there was a mum, but tell me how that mum came. How did this animal get the mum? Right? I'm choshed, maybe you put it in on purpose. Maybe you didn't get it. Kidisnan. Kol ha-mumim haru'uyim lovo b'day adam roi Yisrael nemonim roi kohanim enmon. Any mum that could be induced by a person, the Kohanim aren't believed on them because we're afraid they did it. Roi Yisrael is ein adam cholte v'lolo. What's he going to gain from it? He's not going to put the mum in. But a mum that couldn't have come induced by a person is for sure something that came, right? The animal was born like that, right? So, you know, it can't be choshed. It was born without an ear or something, which is not choshed that the guy genetically engineered the animal, right? So therefore, what's it called? It's mutter. The Kohen would have to bring Edim or some kind of proof that he didn't put the mum in the animal. So Reb Ami would see the animal Erev Yontif, and he would, what's it called, know if it's a mum over a mum kavua. And on Yontif, they'd come to ask him the psak, and he would ask the Kohen, tell me now, proof, how this mum got into the animal, not before I matter it.